All right, you ready?
Yeah, we might as well. This is where Brandon gets loud.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Port Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel, and Podcast Addict. And Apple Podcast. And
I don't know what Podcast Addict is.
Apparently it's something out there. I was told we're on there. So
it's better than the Apple Podcast.
Yeah, anything is. So joining me as always, for the first time ever, live, in person.
Not for you guys that are listening.
No. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I'm hanging out in your podcasting land.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Studio B. What we like to call it around here.
That's a good name.
Right?
I should have said that.
Isn't that a good one?
That was good. I like that.
All right. Well, it's been a little while since we talked. And, since, I think it was at the
so audio last week was terrible.
Yeah. Audio last week, we had, what was it, a snowstorm or windstorm or something rolling through
Maryland. I don't know. It's Skype storm.
And the internet did not want to cooperate. Welcome to net neutrality. And that's what's going on
that's
now.
That's not part of it. Maybe. But,
storm rolling through town is the Capitals in D.C. because, man, they have been just ablaze in December. They are not, you know, having, you know, chilling out for Christmas or anything like that. They are just whooping some butt since we talked last.
Yeah, I mean, the past 2 weeks, they went 5-1.
That's insane.
And it wasn't like they were just playing the Coyotes a bunch of times. I mean, they're playing. They went up and they were able to beat Chicago, the Rangers. Chicago on rivalry night, your favorite of all
That's
nights.
That's right, because they hate each other.
There's so much lack of hatred. The Rangers, Colorado, Boston, and Anaheim.
Yeah.
And they did have the loss to the Islanders, and that game was pretty fugly. And they just had no legs against the Islanders. I think that was, again, one of those sort of blips.
Right,
in the season,
it was,
just looked like crap.
It was every other night from the 2nd through the 11th. I mean, they had, you know, Columbus, San Jose, Chicago, New York, and then the Islanders. Of course they're going to get tired, and that was the beginning of a back-to-back. So, I mean, and they were traveling because they were up in New York at that for that game. So
he's coming up with all these excuses for
him. Sure. When you're atop the Metro, you're allowed to make up some excuses.
Are they on top? I thought the Devils.
The Devils are, but they're tied for points at like 43. I believe.
Yeah.
So,
although I think the Caps have played one more game. It's still early in the season, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And
we're recording this during the Dallas game, so we're really not going to have any information about how this.
So just fast forward, everybody
in Dallas. But let me ask you. I mean, this is a big thing for tonight in the Dallas game, as we're seeing the return of TJ Oshie.
Yeah.
Normally, if a team is doing really well and kind of on fire like they are, they hold that guy off until maybe the fire burns down a little bit. But with the talent of TJ Oshie, you don't keep that on the bench if he's ready to go.
Well, the thing we talked about, I think it was earlier in the season, they don't rush him back, but they definitely put him back in because their secondary scoring was non-existent.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing more of the secondary scoring going in, and with Oshie coming back, Devontae Smith-Pelly is actually sitting out, and Trotz is saying he doesn't like that Smith-Pelly's not playing, but he didn't know who else to take out, not his words, mine, because the guy whose name I can't pronounce, Chason, or however you say it, he...
I think you had it right, Chason.
He had 2 goals the other night, so he's playing well, and so it was like, you know, it seemed like Smith-Pelly's the odd man out, but I think with Oshie, with his talent, you have to bring him back in,
yeah.
Even with the secondary scoring doing well. There's no point in holding him out unless you really are concerned. It sounds like, and they're saying that it was his 4th concussion, but apparently this one was like a minor one, so they aren't as concerned about it.
Yeah.
But it is something to keep an eye on because, you know, concussions, every time you get one, then you're more susceptible to getting the next one.
Right.
And I mean, so they got to protect this guy. Now,
We talked about that when Crosby was continually getting concussed.
Well, he's had like 17.
Of how long he's actually going to be able to continue to perform and be the stellar athlete that he is, because concussions, like you said, you're more susceptible to get them after you continually get them. They're easier for you to get, and how is that going to affect your brain long term? Is it 4 for Oshie in his career? or like in the past, like his Caps career?
I got to be honest, it was the Washington Post, and that's behind a paywall, so I'm not entirely sure. I'm not paying for it. But, I mean, I have to imagine they'd be talking his life.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind
that they've even been diagnosing them.
Like, exactly.
He played minor hockey. Who knows?
Who knows how many he could have had as a kid?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how many anybody had when they were a kid?
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, then it was just like, oh, you got your bell rung, you're fine.
Just shake it off.
Yeah.
Put some dirt on it, you're fine.
That's what I was actually about to say.
Yeah.
And so who knows how many he's actually had, but right. Now that he's had four diagnosed concussions, it is something to keep an eye on, especially since they threw all that money at him and knowing this team's salary cap nightmare that they had. They actually made a move. They sent Bowie, and I'm blanking on who the other one
was. I think it was Verana.
Verana down. And people were like, what are you doing? And it was like, they're not actually going anywhere. Like, Hershey's not even playing.
Yeah.
It was merely a way for them to save a couple of bucks on the salary cap. It was totally a paper transaction. Like, the guys have left. They've told Bowie, Verana, I think Stevenson, and Juice all to get apartments.
Yeah.
Like, they're not living in
their Caps,
housing, more or less.
Yeah.
They are part of the team now. And it was strictly a paper move. And it's like, yes, McClellan gets a little bit of credit for knowing he could do those kind of things, but the fact that they have to do that kind of nonsense is because he made the salary cap mess in the first place.
Right.
With this whole team being in the situation they're in now.
Yeah.
And so when you have a guy like Oshie, who you threw a lot of money at, not as much as Kuznetsov, that, you know, makes you cringe. Actually, I think we were happy with the Oshie deal because actually it was less than we were expecting.
Yeah, we were. It was the Kuznetsov deal that you weren't a big fan of.
I liked it. It was the years I liked, it's the money. Like,
yeah.
Orpik, if it was the same amount of years, but was like 2 or 3 years, I'd have been fine. But it wasn't. It was more. And now we're like, damn it. But with Oshie, there is a concern that, you know, if this continues and he's actually out more and more, or just his career end prematurely because of these concussions, what happens with the salary cap situations? I'd have to go back and look in terms of long-term injury reserve and how that affects teams. If he retires, does the cap still hit them? I mean, you look at guys like Pronger, and I'm forgetting who the other guy was that had to retire early. Oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Savard in Boston.
Yeah.
Guys whose careers ended early because of injuries and how that worked out salary cap wise. And you see guys like, you know, their contracts get traded. Like, I think Pronger actually got his contract traded to a team that was just looking to take on the salary cap so they could stay above the floor, like Arizona or something.
They did the same thing with Tim Thomas when he took a year off and they just sent his contract to the Islanders.
Yeah, he ended up playing. Didn't he try to end up coming back and playing for them like after his sabbatical?
Yeah.
And he was garbage.
Yeah. I think he played for the
even
US
Kolzig,
the Worlds, and that's it.
His contract got moved. I think it was he got moved to Toronto from Tampa or the other way around. And it was merely a salary cap move because they wanted to have enough money to stay over the floor without actually spending it on players. But there is a concern with somehow circling back to the beginning, Oshie and the concussions and how much money he'd be making in the salary cap terms, and are you rushing him back? But it seems like if you know these guys are smart and they're professionals, theoretically, with the medical staff, and so you have to imagine that if they're bringing him out there, it's because he's ready to go. Because with the way the team's playing right now, there's no need to rush him back. It's not May. You're not fighting for a playoff spot. You're quote unquote fighting for first place.
Yeah.
But not really, because it's so early still in the season. I mean, it's just about Christmas, and you're not, you know, in the position like the Penguins are in, where they're not even in the playoffs if they were to start today.
Yeah.
You know, if it's been one of their favorite lockout years where it's only half a season or something.
Right.
So you're not fighting for a playoff spot, and so there's no need to rush him back. So I have to imagine they're being smart, and that's just a guess with the NHL, because you never know with these guys.
Are you a little surprised that the Caps are in that first place spot right now against the Devils?
Considering how they started?
I mean, yes, it is only December. It's not even Christmas yet. But this was a team that everyone was like, well, you got the Stanley Cup hangover without the Stanley Cup. And it's a bunch of Hershey Bears that don't have any kind of NHL experience. And you've got overpaid guys like Brooks Orpik or whoever. And they're eating up too much space and they're slow and they're old. And I mean, you've got Ovechkin, who's having one of the best years of his career. And he's, what, 32 years old, which is just insane. And are you surprised that this is happening to this team right now? Because, like, with the way that the year's going, it doesn't feel like they've skipped a beat. Like, I predicted Trotz was going to do so poorly he'd be gone by Black Friday, and I'm 100% wrong, and I'm happy to be wrong about that.
I mean, we had talked about that. It was early November, I think we were talking about the fact that if the team didn't improve, that Trotz could be out by Thanksgiving. Another one of those Glenn Hanlon, Bruce Boudreau things where they're fired at Thanksgiving. We've said it before, the team is never as good as they look on a winning streak and never as bad as they look on a losing streak.
Right.
So the team wasn't as bad as they looked in the beginning of the season because they did have a lot, like you said, of Hershey Bears guys. You had Juice, Bowie, Vrana, who were not playing as well as we'd expected, but they were young guys and they were going to take a while to get into the level of the NHL.
Yeah, Bowie's first game was just horrendous.
True.
It was jitters. Like, 100% yeah, it was jitters.
But it didn't help the fact that Juice seemed to be acclimating himself so much better.
Yeah.
And so it was like, well, why aren't you doing what he's doing? Like, you're doing the same thing.
Right.
And so, like, it was weird. But then they're different people, and it's not fair to look at it that way. But then you had guys like Vrana, who were struggling a little bit.
And
you had Burakovsky, who wasn't a Hershey guy, who was struggling and then got injured. And then you had zero secondary scoring.
Yeah.
You had, you know, pretty much no primary scoring because it was just Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Backstrom that were doing, and Oshie, until he got hurt, that were doing well. And Oshie's injury was on recently. But then you've got other guys that are stepping up, like Vrana now, like Wilson. Eller's stepping up. He's got 4 goals and 13 points.
Yeah. Tom Wilson stepping up.
Yeah, I got to eat my words on that one again.
That top line Tom, it really does look like it's a thing now. Finally, he's finding his place in the world. I love it.
Well, I feel like it shouldn't be hard, and it goes against what Trotz said, and I still think Trotz is wrong, in the fact that he said it's hard to find someone to play with Ovechkin. No, it's not. He wants the puck. You get him the puck, and you get your butt in front of the goal like Knubel did.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. It's get in the way, create traffic, and get Ovechkin the puck when he's in a good spot. And if other teams are going to shadow him and they're going to put one or two extra guys on him, then that leaves up more ice for either Backstrom or Kuznetsov, because you know it's going to be one of those two guys centering him.
Yeah.
Or, and then you just get to the net and look for the rebound, because though Ovechkin doesn't give up a lot or doesn't take a lot of shots to end up being rebounds, they were going in or they're like 3 feet off of the goal.
Right.
But you're still going to have a chance to get something going there. And it was weird that they couldn't get anybody to work besides Oshie really on that line.
Yeah.
And then Trotz splitting the whole thing up because he's like, well, it didn't work in the playoffs. It's like, well, it didn't work in the playoffs that time.
Right.
So it's nice to see that Wilson may be that guy that can finally fill in, because they've been looking for someone, I feel like, since Knubel left.
Yeah.
And even before he left.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
Now it seems like Wilson may be that guy. And with the money that he's going to be making, it needs to equal his production.
Yeah.
Because that's what the problem with Orpik right now is, he's making the money, but he's not producing there, and that's when you get yourself in salary cap problems. Because if Wilson's not the guy, but he's making a lot of money, that takes away from you being able to sign someone that can play that role, because that role comes with a certain price tag that's likely going to be there.
Right. Tom's finally showing that he's more than just a goon. And that was always big, my argument with him.
He may still be a goon. He's just a goon who can also score.
Well, yeah, and that's what we need. Like, that's what Trotz has always wanted. That's what the team always envisioned him as. They wanted him to be the next Chara. And it took him
Lucic was the one that, so I remember when he was drafted.
Well, they said he was as tall as Chara, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's big and intimidating like Chara.
Yeah.
But they said his game, they being whoever was on the TSN or whoever it was, the draft night crap, were saying that his play reminded them of Milan Lucic.
Okay.
Physical, will hit everybody,
yeah,
but also score goals. But with Wilson, it's not so much as goal scoring, because, like, was it the Chicago game where everybody on the first line scored in the first period? And it was
they set up
Backstrom, then Wilson got one, and then Ovechkin was like, hey, guys, me too. So then he scored. But Wilson's goal wasn't a nice goal. He just kind of had the puck along the boards, turned and fired it at the net, and it went in. And you're like, yeah, Wilson scored. And you're like, oh, it was kind of lame goal. But I'm actually not as impressed with his goal scoring so much as his play overall on that first line, and his passing is actually quite good.
Yeah, he's been the setup guy.
He's been, you know, we talked about before how he set up that one play, not only with the physicality in the cap zone of being able to out-muscle the player along the boards and move the puck up the ice, but then also making that play up the ice by making the pass, or in the offensive zone on Backstrom's goal, getting the puck to Ovechkin to then make the nice pass to Backstrom in front, or other plays he's been making nice passes. And so his level of play is up by the guys he's with, and that's obvious because you're playing with Ovechkin and Backstrom. But he's not meeting it because he's not as good as those guys offensively, but he's playing well enough that it makes sense for him to be on that line. And he's contributing in a way that no one else was able to besides TJ Oshie.
Right. Now, you brought up that Trotz talked to the media and said that Ovechkin's kind of a hard guy to play with.
That makes no sense.
Now, Trotz is being very open this year. And he said a little something about Kevin Shattenkirk before the Rangers game. And this is kind of old news at this point, but he said that we thought of him as a 1-2 guy, a top pairing defenseman, and he just flat out wasn't. I completely agree with Barry Trotz, and don't think of him poorly for saying that. However, you know, it gets back to Kevin Shattenkirk, and I'm sure that's not a great thing to hear of your former coach thinking of you that way. And the two of them actually talked it over, and Barry Trotz apologized and said that's like it sounded worse than he actually meant it to be, and that Kevin Shattenkirk had other strengths in other places. So they seem to be okay, but what Barry Trotz said, like, maybe, yeah, don't say it to the media, but I kind of was thinking the same thing he said, so I don't think he's completely wrong.
Well, Trotz...
But if he has something to say, please come on What the Puck and talk to us instead.
Yeah, let us break news. Did he forget about Twitter and internet and Google, like, Facebook? Like, I don't understand. Did he forget about the reporters that were standing there? I get it if they made the comment and they were like... The reporters came to him in the summer, whenever it was, and they're like, hey, you guys aren't re-signing Shattenkirk, why not? And they're like, well, he just didn't fit into
He just goes, did you see the playoffs?
See that? Also, he'd be apologizing again. But, like, I get it if they make that comment in the summer, and it's like, you know what? We need to put the money in other places. He didn't work out the way we thought he was going to, and it's just not going to work the way we want. He was very specific, and it was just like, why add fuel to what's already... a bit of a rivalry between the Caps and the Rangers. Sure. Why add something to that by making it more personal for a player who's already got a little bit of the personal stake in it because he played for you last season and they didn't bring you back? Why add something to that? So I thought that when Trotz came out and made that comment, I was like, what are you doing? You know, if you want to make that comment after the game, it's still a dick move, but it's after the game, so it's not as big of a deal, and maybe they leave that up on the bulletin board for the next time you play them. But right. To say that beforehand, I was like, it made no sense to me. I didn't get why to do that.
I don't know why he did it, but it was true. So
it's almost like, remember the days we had McPhee and he wouldn't tell us anything? Like, I miss those days sometimes.
Jordan McPhee was like, he has an injury, we think, maybe.
Yeah, he's, don't worry about it.
Is it upper body? It's upper lower body.
I kind of wonder if McPhee went through, like, training with the CIA or something at some point. Like, he did, and it was annoying us as fans because we wanted to know stuff. But then also it was like, I kind of appreciated it because... like, we never knew what to expect, but then again, I guess neither did the other team regarding injuries, whereas...
Great poker face for the Vegas GM.
Jesus, I'm not giving you credit for that one.
Come on.
No. Trotz James and McClellan... That's true. Oh, it's a great show. Trotz and McClellan, though, I mean, they don't know how to shut up in front of the damn microphone, apparently. They'll tell you everything you need to know.
All right, what else should we cover here in Caps world?
Burakovsky came back.
Good to see him back.
It's nice. He doesn't contribute as much offensively, but I think he'll get there. It seemed like before his injury, he really was coming along.
Is he on the third line with uh-huh. Connolly and Eller?
Yep. And they were playing real well together before he got hurt, and then he got hurt, and then they have nothing.
Yeah, so they need a little time to gel back.
It'll be fine. They got a little fisticuffs going, right? Not him. It's the Ovechkin line out there against Dallas.
Is it Willie?
No, they're just puck was in the near the goal, and everybody's doing the jab at the goalie thing. Which, yeah, I mean, if you're the goalie, you're like, stop it. I have it. Leave me alone. Travis Boyd, I was surprised he got sent back down, but with Burakovsky back, they need the cap space, and who's he going to play over right now?
Yeah,
maybe Chiazon. But
since we're going, Krajovac got sent down too, right?
He wasn't doing anything.
That was the name I was a little surprised about, though, because he wasn't a Bear before he came here, right? Was he just a free agent?
No, he was they traded. Something. They traded like a draft pick or something for him.
Okay.
So that way they could leave him unprotected so they could protect Eller. Or right. And then they ended up losing. Like, they could have not protected Eller and left Schmidt exposed so that way they could have, you know, or whatever. So that we could have kept Schmidt. But then again, the defense looks like it's doing okay lately, even though the young guy's taken, Bowie has taken a little longer, but it would have been nice to still have Nate Schmidt because he was a goofy dude. What else is going on? Backstrom ended his goal drought at 20 games in the first period against Chicago. Verona, he's fourth in rookie goal scoring.
That's right.
I think he's the top guys in... I don't remember who it was. He's got 17. I think Verona's got 10.
Brock Bowser.
Malzier. Oh, the kid in
Jakub. We found out
Jakub Vrana, though Jakub. He apparently doesn't care.
Yeah,
Alan May calls him Jake. I think Vrana's got 10. I think the kid in Vancouver has 17.
Yeah.
So he's not going to win Rookie of the Year or anything like that, but it's nice to see that Ferran is starting to contribute more and more. He's got a couple of nice goals.
Helped him in the long run, I'm guessing. I mean,
we saw that Burakovsky, where he got his first year or two, he got, you know, getting a couple of games in a row in the press box, and Ferran got the one. He's like, okay,
I got it.
I'm going to step up. As I'd mentioned before, the fisticuffs, the Backstrom ended his goal drought at 20 games. That was nice. I think they were saying before the game, was it in the bagel room or whatever they were talking about on Twitter, where Isabel Krashutian of the Washington Post was very excited they had one of those.
I want one.
Sounds good to me. Wilson and Ovechkin were talking about, let's get him a goal tonight. let's make it happen. And the other interesting thing was that McClellan actually was over in Moscow. And he was chatting with goalie prospect Ilya Samsonov.
Oh, really?
And there are reports that the kid's going to sign an entry-level deal after the KHL season ends in April. So it sounds like this kid may be coming over next season.
Interesting.
So that makes me think
South Carolina's going to love him.
Well, yeah, but I actually think he's going to be playing in Hershey, because I have to imagine Grubauer's gone after the season, if not before.
Is it the end of his contract this year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have my computer in front of me. I have to go look it up. I think it is.
Okay.
I think Grubauer...
Because there was a big article about how the Penguins let go Fleury, and how they're actually thinking it's a long-term mistake.
Well, actually, we're going to talk about that a little later, because they made a trade today to potentially fix that situation.
Oh, really?
Because the Penguins have been having a lot of trouble with their backup goaltender, and the fact that it was... And they had, I want to say, Niemi at one point, and he's gone to, like, two different teams.
Yeah.
Keeps getting put on waivers. My guess is Grubauer leaves after the season, and next season it's a battle between Phoenix Copley and Samsonov.
Phoenix Copley's getting a pint glass at the game on Saturday.
He got into a fist fight. Did you see that?
I did.
Well,
I like me some Phoenix Copley.
There really wasn't so many. They didn't throw any punches, though. They're like, I don't like you. And then they just fell down.
Trying to punch somebody with all those goalie pads on. That's got to be just the most difficult thing to do.
You have to wonder if the goalies are like,
I can't reach you.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get this. I got to take this off. Hang on a second. I got to untie this one.
I'd be okay with seeing Phoenix up at the NHL level. I like him a lot. I think Grubauer's a number one guy, so I'm not saying to get rid of him.
Okay, so here's a question for you then. Caps are going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they have a chance to put, somebody makes a nice offer for Grubauer where they're not sending you a goalie back. Do you make the trade?
Depends on who we're getting. Give me a name. Patrick
okay,
Kane,
right.
Sure.
No, you and your obsession with trying to get the douchebag that is Patrick Kane. Wow, what a move by Burakovsky. It wasn't a goal, but that was a nice move. I don't know. Grubauer, they're going to give you a first-round pick or a top-six winger that you don't even need right now, really.
Yeah, I think we're good there.
Top-four defenseman.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Because you want that. See, I don't know. I almost think...
Because we thought Shattenkirk was a top-four defenseman, and we saw how that works.
Yeah, but I'd rather get something from Grubauer than nothing, knowing that you have Copley and Samsonov coming along. And Vanacek.
And Vitek. Vitek Vanacek.
Sort of.
Doing all right.
Hershey's not. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. I don't know. I'm tempted to make that deal knowing that... I mean, is Grubauer the guy that's going to get you a cup? Is he realistically going to be able to play well enough for the Caps to steal games in the playoffs? I don't know. I wouldn't count on it necessarily.
Right.
But then again, if that's the case, then why not move him? Because you can get something for him instead of getting nothing in the offseason or getting less in the offseason. And it all depends on how comfortable they are with, because it's going to have to be either Vanacek or Copley being the guy this season.
Right.
If you move Grubauer. So. And the other question is, who needs a goalie right now that's going to be willing to give up something big for Grubauer?
Right.
The only thing I think of is a good team has, you know, all their goalies get hurt like Vegas had at one point and is desperate enough to send someone in trade.
Right.
Or a team is looking to get younger and have a fire sale and they'll take Grubauer for something big.
Yeah.
They'll probably want Grubauer and something else. They can have Orpik. and that would help. So that's my, I don't know. I'd be tempted to move him if the return is good, but I'd have know more. And I'm sure the Caps know more than we do, obviously, than how Copley's doing.
Yeah, if the return is good, but it's got to be a pretty good return. He's a number one goaltender. We know that. So you got to give me something good in return. You got to give me a top four defenseman and, you know, one or two Hershey Bears. AHLers as
couple
well. Couple prospects.
See, if you're going to a team that's having a fire sale, you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
You're going to get a mid-round pick
Don't want
to. And probably, no, you get a mid-round pick and an NHL player. Like, I could see a team, I'm looking back at the Caps fire sale from years ago where they would trade one of their veterans for Chris prospects. Clark. So, well, hey, that was a good deal at the time. That was the, Clark, no, Clark was the...
Oh, we got the C because of his trade.
I was thinking the other way around when we got Clark. It was, oh my God, who did they trade away to get Clark? It was Clark and Milan Urchina. I can't remember who they traded away from. Anyways, I'm thinking more like the Caps will go out and get a veteran who's like a Shattenkirk deal from last year.
Yeah.
But not Shattenkirk. But a Shattenkirk-like deal where you get a guy who's probably got a year or is coming to the end of his contract from a team that's garbage.
Yeah.
So you're looking
Brent
at...
Burns.
No, but San Jose's not garbage.
I know, but I'm saying that's who I'll take.
You just want the beard. You just want his beard.
Yeah. I shaved a little bit. I'm a little upset about
it. That is a pretty cool beard.
Yeah.
No, I would definitely take a top four defenseman because you never have too many in the playoffs.
It's true. Well, speaking of players being traded and waivers and everything, Nathan Walker, that poor guy, we did a whole like 20-minute segment on him last show.
You were so mad.
And now there's a pretty good chance he ends up in Hershey tomorrow.
I don't know if he'll be able to get there that fast.
Well, I mean,
so the thing about that is I believe I read that every other team in the NHL will have a shot at getting him before the Caps.
They're 25th in line.
And the thing is, if they get him, can they immediately send him down, or does he have to go to Washington again?
No, I think he can go straight to Hershey.
So if that's the case, yeah, bring him back.
Yeah. I mean, we lost depth. We were so angry about all of that. Now it looks like there's potential of him coming back, but there was a lot of intrigue when he was put on waivers, not just by Edmonton. I have to imagine
someone else is going to take a shot at him. Then again, he went to Edmonton, apparently didn't do much.
No.
So you have to wonder if those teams are like, yeah, never mind. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, it sucks for Walker. All these moves, it's got to be tough. But that's kind of the life of an NHL player sometimes.
Yeah, big bucks. You know, you got to take some sacrifices.
A little bit.
More bucks than I make. So some sacrifices.
That's
there.
Fair.
All right. Anything else we got to cover in Caps world?
Yeah, more fisticuffs going in this game.
Why do we hate Dallas so much? Is this rivalry night?
It's more than the Chicago, apparently.
Yeah.
It's because of the Skins and the Cowboys or something. No, I don't care. No. They're getting a little close to Holtby. Brandon, if you go to the Tuesday, January 9th game against Ottawa, you get a Caps bomber hat.
The heck is a bomber hat?
I don't know what it's called. You know, one of the ones, it's like a big hat, and it's got the Caps. There's like a flap coming up here.
Oh, I got one of them
and the
already.
The one's going down this
I
way.
I got a Caps one, then.
Yeah, I don't want one of those.
It's pretty cool.
I kind of wanted the gravy boat.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never use it, but it would be cool. I haven't been to a game yet this year. I got to go to a game.
Yeah, nor have I.
You a little bit further. Now actually coming to where you live, it's a hike.
It is a hike, isn't it?
It's far.
It's far from everything. My commute home from work is an hour.
That's rough. Mine's like 15 minutes on a bad day.
Yeah. Like in the snow on Friday, it was an hour and a half, so that was even better.
I got out. There wasn't even that much snow.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Jesus. I got out at... I mean, school closed at 12:30 because I work at school. 12:30 was our last day before break. I left around before 2:30. I got home at like 2:45. It was fine. I don't think the roads were that bad. I mean, there was snow on the ground, but it wasn't like, not really on the major roads.
You see, I do all back roads on the way home. I stay away from all the major roads.
Weird one because that was like the roads and the sidewalks were getting the snow, but no grass. Like the prior weekend was just grass and no roads and sidewalks.
Yeah.
Our weather doesn't make sense.
Who knows? It might be a white Christmas. They're still talking about it. So it's
someone said today
away.
Was going to be in the 60s.
Well, there's a chance for there's a polar vortex coming down. So they don't know if it's going to be rain at the beginning or if there's going to be snow. Like,
One knows what's going on.
We'll see. But anyway, so should we go down on the farm?
Yeah, we might as well.
All right. Well, we're going to go down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Fuck.
All right, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past 2 weeks, thanks Skype, Hershey went 1-4, like I was saying before. Not so good. Ugh. They didn't have a win over Lehigh Valley, and that's about it. The Bears are currently 7th in the Atlantic Division with a record of 12-14-3. That's not good. Now, the Bears are going to be back at it on Wednesday and Thursday in Charlotte, then Saturday at home against Binghamton, which I was confused before as to who they are associated with. I thought it was Ottawa, and apparently I'm wrong. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 5-2 in the past 2 weeks. They're currently 2nd in the South Division with a record of 16-5-4. So they're doing significantly better than the Bears. Bears need a little help right now. They probably wouldn't be too upset if the Caps had a fire sale because they get a bunch of young, good players. Stingrays will play 3 times in the next week, starting Thursday in Greenville before coming home on Friday against Atlanta. And then Saturday, they'll go back to Greenville because that makes sense. Why not just, you know, play them twice in the same amount of time, but guess not. In other Stingrays news, forward Dylan Marganari, was selected as the Sherwood ECHL Player of the Week for December 4th through the 10th.
All right.
Congrats to him. That's pretty cool. He scored 4 goals and had 2 assists and was a +5 in those games. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, that's what's going on down on the farm.
Lots of stuff going on. Man, Hershey is definitely hurting there a little bit.
Yeah, they're going through the early season slump. Not really sure what's going on. I haven't been to a Bears game in 2 years.
I want that pint glass on Saturday. That thing looks good.
I haven't seen it. Hang on, you got to show me the picture of this pint glass.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find it up
there. I don't know. I haven't been to a Bears game in 2 years. I feel like we got to go to a Bears game soon. They're pretty cheap.
You're due.
They're fun. Now, well, see, we've talked about this before. The problem with me going to Bears games is that I have yet to see them actually win. I'm 0-5 lifetime. In Bears games. They've come close to winning and then find a way to lose. Oh, that is a nice glass.
That's a legit glass.
When is that?
That's Saturday.
Damn it. Are you going to go?
No.
Damn it. Somebody get me one. And don't be like the one I wanted the Nathan Walker bobblehead thing and nobody got me one or snow globe, whatever it was. Okay. Somebody hook me up with this pint glass because it's pretty cool. And I will be in Mexico at that point.
Yeah, I want this glass, but it's the holidays. Like, I got no time. I still haven't seen The Disaster Artist, and I've been waiting to see that movie for a year now.
So, I saw Star Wars.
I did see Star Wars, but I had to.
I'm not a Star Wars.
I literally had to set it up and invite 36 people to go see it with me in order to see it on time.
It was okay.
It was a fun event, though.
It was okay movie.
It was all right.
I don't really care about Star Wars.
Yeah, you're weird.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
Avengers trailer though. Was good.
I didn't see Thor, so it was kind of like
Thor was good.
They spoiled it, and they're like, it's been out a month.
Well, it's on you, man.
Yeah, it's good to see the Guardians again. That's all I really care about.
That's true.
I want a scene between Rocket and Tony Stark. That is all I want from the Avengers movie.
I imagine that'll be a very entertaining scene.
All right, well, that's it for Down on the Farm. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. Someone's been suspended, right? No? Maybe. No suspensions. Well, good for you, NHL.
I don't think so. I have to double check, but I don't think so.
They're getting ready for the Winter Classic?
Probably. That's still a thing, right? The ice they started putting down in...
It's up in Buffalo again, right?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying the Centennial game. Was it in Ottawa? Yeah, I think it was Ottawa because the owner came out and was threatening to move the team if they don't get money for a new arena at the same time. And everyone was like, what are you doing? Like, this is a nice thing that's going to happen, and you're being a dick about it.
The World Juniors, too. They're supposed to have an outdoor game, right? U.S. versus Canada this year.
Yeah.
I just remember that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'll have to
watch
that one.
Let's just hope I don't end up at the World Juniors like I did a couple of years ago. Unintentionally.
There's a Christmas song out there, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page when I remember it, because I don't remember it off the top of my head right now. But one of the lines is, enjoying Christmas time watching junior hockey.
Okay.
It's in the song, and I'm like, that is one of my traditions. That's the coolest thing. I relate to this.
You're the one that gets up at 3 a.m. to watch the Olympics.
That is me.
I don't imagine there'll be as much of that this upcoming year.
You're not doing it this time around.
No, thank you.
Ratings will be down.
Yes, they will.
All right, but what is going on around the NHL?
We're going to start in Vancouver, where the Canucks sent defenseman Jordan Subban to L.A. for forward Nick Dowd. Now, that was last week. or 2 weeks ago, I should say. Pittsburgh actually made a few moves today. First, they sent forward Josh Archibald, goalie Sean McGuire, and a sixth-round pick in 2019 to Arizona for goalie Michael Layton and a fourth-round pick in 2019. Then, they moved a conditional fourth-round pick in 2019. Everybody's just trading 2019 draft picks. Nobody cares about the upcoming draft. They sent that to Dallas for defenseman Jamie Oleksiak. So it looks like the Caps are not playing against him tonight because he got traded to Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
In former Caps news, Michael Lotta, your boy, he was sent from Arizona to New Jersey for forward Ryan, oh my God, I am not going to pronounce this one correctly, Kujawinski?
Sure.
Yeah. He got traded, so he went to Arizona for Michael Lotta, who I didn't even realize was in Arizona. I knew he wasn't in L.A. anymore, but I didn't know where he went.
Come on.
But
he loves his ketchup.
He'd be a, that's true. He'd be a nice guy to have with Hershey.
Lotta?
Yeah. Scored a goal for
all right.
Binghamton. We didn't know that that was where they had their team.
I could see him as a Bear, not as a Cap anymore.
No.
He had his time.
Definitely as a Bear.
Yeah.
They don't have any room for him on the team. But yeah, that's the news from the past week in the NHL.
Well, that's quick.
I don't know, a couple things. It's the middle of the season. Not really a lot of, we're going to have the roster freezes going on soon. Let me double check real quick about the suspensions. But I'm pretty sure everyone was behaving themselves.
Fun fact, every Subban has now been traded.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. We got Alex Burrows got fined for roughing Dylan DeMello. Yeah, I don't know. Seems like everyone's behaving themselves. You know, looks like Tom Wilson has a helmet off, so that's probably not good.
Uh-oh.
He was probably getting into a fight. He's like, you know what? I haven't had one in 4 minutes. Let me punch somebody.
Yeah, the guys on What the Puck just gave me a compliment. I better go be a goon again.
Oh, it was right off the face-off. That wasn't even a fight. The dude went at him. Well, Wilson punched him a bunch of times when he was on the ice. The guy went at Wilson. I mean, my guess is they spoke about it beforehand, and then Wilson just punched him a bunch of times. The ref's being a little man-handy with him, too. He's, like, yanking him around.
Man-handy?
That's a thing. How would you say? He grabbed him and was, like...
Manhandled?
Yeah, that made more sense. Anyways.
Man-handy.
He's a little man-handy with him.
I think we just found the title of this episode.
Yeah, we did.
Man-handy.
Man-handy. He grabbed him. I'm surprised Wilson didn't throw down with the ref after that.
Oh, Willie, baby. That's what you got to do. All right. Well, if
fight the ref?
Yeah, fight the ref.
So we got Caps fans behind the Dallas bench. We got Pittsburgh fans behind Washington's bench. Who is selling these tickets?
They're just trolls. That's what they are.
It doesn't even make any sense. Not what you said.
All right, guys. Well, this show is about coming to an end. So if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. Just tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related things about Wilson manhandling people. You know, I was talking about Arsenal and other sports. You see more of the Skins, but I haven't watched like a game at all this season, so I don't really care about football right now for whatever reason. They suck, and Cousins is probably going to leave. Although they did beat the Cardinals, so.
Yeah, ruined my picks.
Yeah. Suck it. And occasionally DC United, they got some moves that are going to be coming up because they got rid of a bunch of players, so they probably have to sign a bunch of guys so they actually field a team this season at the new field, the new stadium, so that will be cool. If you want to learn more about the show, you can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. As Brandon mentioned earlier, he's going to throw some music up there.
Yeah.
For some songs, some fun stuff for everyone to hear and listen to, as well as others. Fun Capitals NHL Olympics, even though NHL players aren't going because Bettman's a douche.
Are we
going
to cover the Olympics?
Probably not, because no one there that we care about. Also, Wilson just left the rink.
Oh, that's not good. I think David Leggio, who used to be a Bear, he's going to be one of the U.S. goalies. It's the only guy I know.
Jesus. Oh, they're going to be so bad. I think recently they played a game and they got crushed.
They went winless at the Deutschland tournament.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Russia might actually win. Ovechkin's gonna be so mad, but yeah, somehow
Russia can't win.
Oh right, no, they can still win. They just won't be Russia.
They won't be Russians. They'll just be.
Well, they'll be Russians. They just won't be.
We are individuals.
Yeah, they'll still win, and Ovechkin will still be pissed because you know what? I wonder if any players are gonna get like.
Well, like Kovalchuk's, like he man, Kovalchuk.
He can still play.
And couple of those Russians, they'll be able to play.
You got to wonder if Radulov's like, damn it, I should have not come back over. Then I could have played. Good to play in the Olympic. But yeah, somehow that was the Facebook site at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
So go to brandocash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and all the other podcasts and everything else that we do at Brando Cash Entertainment. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Support Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an iTunes review, and then let your friends on social media know. Let them know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Caps fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So I want to give you the games until the end of the year.
Brandon, we did have a suspension.
Oh, we do have a suspension.
Eric Johnson of the Colorado Avalanche got suspended for boarding. I'm not saying the guy's name because it's too many letters.
I knew it. I knew somebody got suspended.
Yeah, he got suspended for 2 games for being a butthead. But yeah, sorry, continue.
I don't know when we're going to do a show again with the holidays and everything going on. So
I'm out of town.
I'm going to give you the games through the end of the year, and it's not that many, actually. So on Friday, December 22nd, the Caps are in Arizona up against the Coyotes. That game is at 9 o'clock, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington Plus. And then definitely one to tune in for is going to be on Saturday, December 23rd, in Vegas against the Vegas Golden Knights at 8 o'clock. That one will be on NBC Sports Washington. I'm definitely going to enjoy watching that
game. I'll actually be closer to them where I'll be than at home.
Oh, that's cool. I'm intrigued to see how they do against Vegas.
There's another guys all getting pissed at each other in this game. Manhandling each other.
Don't be manhandling.
I'm making it a word, guys.
Then the Caps have a very nice little Christmas vacation, a couple days off, and then they're back at it on the 27th in New York at Madison Square Garden up against the Rangers, and that is for Wednesday night, rivalry night.
I just remembered another piece of news, that the Islanders actually got, I can't remember the name of the deal, but they're basically going to build a new arena. Or have the,
again?
Yeah, no, they didn't. Well, they didn't build the other arena. They just moved into the Nets arena. So now they actually won the deal to build an arena closer to Long Island than where they're at now. And I'm totally blanking on the name of the stupid thing.
That seems redundant.
Well, the Islanders fans were pissed because they were in Brooklyn and they're like, "That's not near us." And then they just won. I gotta find it. There's guys. People are talking about how the Islanders. I meant to write this down before and I forgot. The Islanders are more likely to keep Tavares now, with a new stadium and everything, a better stadium probably for hockey than what they're playing in right now. Another thing that's interesting about the deal is that that's where NYCFC actually apparently wanted to build their stadium. So that was interesting that the Islanders got the deal. Belmont Park, I think Islanders win the Belmont Park bid. So it sounds like they're going to be building a stadium out there sometime
in the
near
Belmont,
future.
Belmont, where horse racing is?
I think in that area.
Wow, interesting. I went to the Belmont Stakes a couple years ago.
I Googled it to find out where it was, and it's like east of Queens.
Yeah, whenever A Knight's Tale was out, because that was a big billboard when I was up there for that. That was a long time ago.
So the Islanders' current obligation in Brooklyn runs through, and I'm reading from TSN, runs through next season, and negotiations between the Islanders and Barclays, which is Barclays Center, which is where they play and where the Nets play, are expected to begin in the new year to examine the options for a 2019-2020 campaign. So my guess is they stay at the Barclays Center until they build their own thing, and then they're out.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I mean, they've been very unhappy with the Barclays Center. They're the only
It's designed
team
for basketball and concerts. It's not designed for hockey.
No, no.
I mean, ideally, every NHL team would have their own arena because you have the – when you're playing, especially when the Caps had a game and it's like after – if there's a basketball game earlier in the day and the ice gets so – it's such garbage.
Yeah, ice is bad. It happens, but
– it's like when they play that game at Rofo Arena.
Oh, that ice was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad against the Predators.
The Predators, yeah. The first game. And then they did it again, and the ticket prices were, like, insane. They're like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It was some bad games, though.
They built a new arena up here in Baltimore yet?
Not even close.
Can we get an ECHL team up here?
We're just hoping not to murder anymore. So that's where we're at right now.
Well, you know what? It's progress. It's one step at a time. First, yeah. Then we get an arena, then an ECHL team.
Like, everyone left. The Blast left the arena. They have no team at
the
arena.
Oh, yeah. The Blast went to
Towson University.
Yeah.
Which Towson ain't much better, but I don't know.
They can go over to Stevenson.
Yeah. And then they won't pay you for working.
All right. Let's move on.
Pay your employees, jerks. So Wednesday night, rivalry night on the 27th. The Caps are at the Madison Square Garden.
An actual rivalry.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Shattenkirk? That game's at 8 o'clock on NBC Sports.
If you try to say anything stupid this time, it'd be great if you don't say stupid stuff.
And then on the 28th, the Caps are back home in D.C. up against Boston and the Bruins. That game's at 7:30, and you can watch that on NBC Sports. Wow, two national games back-to-back. Look at you guys. And then the Caps have a day off, and then New Year's Eve, I guess you can call it.
What?
December 30th.
That's not a thing.
It's a thing.
No, it's not.
It's a thing.
All right, sure. It's not.
It's the eve of the eve.
Excuse me.
Double eve.
Anyways.
December 30th, the Capitals are up against New Jersey, up against the Devils.
I'm back at that point.
7 o'clock game. You can watch that one at NBC Sports Washington. And that's going to be a good one because both of those teams are scored right now for points. So really, that could be a big game to watch heading into it. Like, who knows what will happen the next couple games. But if they're close, that's a 4-point game right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, no matter what happens. Yeah, if the Caps go on like a crazy, knock on wood, a crazy losing streak, and the Devils go on a crazy winning streak, then yeah, they might not be that close. But I have to imagine they're still going to be really close together. And that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
The Devils are on top of it this year. I mean, they made that move to get Sammy Vatanen from Anaheim. So they're going for it.
And they got Marcus Johansson.
Yeah, it's settled down. He's hurt right now, I think.
He is hurt, yeah. He's not playing.
And he's on the IR.
All right. Well, that is pretty much it for the show this week. If we're not back beforehand, Merry Christmas to everyone out there that celebrates Christmas. Hope you enjoy the holidays. And hopefully we'll be back within the new year. And enjoy 2018. So we will see you then. Everybody say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.